This is Magic Perfume, written by Chivalrous Amor, read by Mistborn Hero, a Confession Executive Committee or Heroines Run the Show podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Shibasaki Aiso, Sameya Jujiro, Susumi Hiyori, as well as Narumi Mana. It is tagged for Idiots in Love, Pining, Misunderstandings, Alternate Universe Magic. Summary. Hiyori tries to use magic perfume as a good luck charm in her romantic endeavors. Somehow, it doesn't work at all? Mona-chan, our magic perfume didn't work. Hiyori wailed, resting her face against the dorm room's table in a puddle of her own tears. Oh, even though we tested it and everything? Mona exclaimed in shock. She was sure that they managed to make it perfectly. It was tricky, brewing a magic potion that was supposed to make a person seem more appealing, especially since Hiyori only wanted it as a good luck charm as she tried to romance her crushes. But for the sake of Hiyori's love, they did their best until they got the perfect batch. Shibasaki-kun and Someja-kun didn't even notice, Hiyori lamented. Someja-kun and Shibasaki-kun kept saying, "Why do you keep asking us if we noticed anything different? You're the same as usual, and if you put on a new perfume, it is too subtle for us to notice." "Ah?" Mona said, staring at Hiyori with wide eyes. "I thought maybe I didn't apply enough of that perfume, so I put more and more of it until Yuri-chan said that I looked exactly like her boyfriend in her eyes, but when I found those two again, they just said I didn't look any different." Mona froze at the words, because clearly the potion worked on people aside from Aiso and Jujiro if it could make Hiyori look exactly like someone else's type. There were only two possible conclusions, right? Either Aiso and Jujiro were immune to the potion, or Hiyori was already their type. Unfortunately for everyone, that was when Mona said, "Alright, if they're immune to potions, then we just need to try harder in other areas. Let's tackle them where they're weak and make them fall to their knees." At those words, that sounded more like a declaration of war than a promise of love, Hiyori regained her spirit. With one last sniffle, she lifted her head, a determined smile on her face, and she said, "Yeah! If Cupid's blind, all I need to do is get him into making them fall for me! You can do it! Steal Cupid's bow and shoot them yourself!" Mona exclaimed. "Yeah!" Hiyori exclaimed, getting fired up. "I'll make their hearts point towards me!" Needless to say, Jujiro and Aiso would just about die in the near future from their crush trying to seduce them. The end. Thank you for listening. So, I don't know if you know this, but Tumblr recently got polls, which means that the new cool fandom thing is fandom tournaments. And one of my biggest ships, which you probably know if you follow me, and if not, Well, here it is. It's the Leverage OT3 of Parker, Elliot, and Harrison. So there was the Power Polycule tournament, something, and there was a lot of propaganda, and one of the people very enthusiastic about their ship was Non-Fantasy, who is actually the author of this fic, and a lot of fics in the fandom. Like, if you have the ship in the search and you exclude them as the creator, then you end up with like 24 fics, which is intimidating but also kind of inspiring. So anyway, I watched the anime, which was cute, and watched some of the videos, and now I'm very into this ship, so I hope you'll enjoy listening.